So let's review. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph that if a Korban Pesach is shechted both for people who are and are not eligible to eat from it, the Korban is kosher. One example is, L'moylem ularelem kosher. The Gemara referred to this halacha as Miktsas or Leloy Pasla. Our shir began with the Gemara presenting a b'raisa with a differing opinion. It depends on which kavana came first. Tanya, Acheir Moimrim, Hiktim Moilim La'arelim Kasher. If he first had kavana for Moilim and then had kavana for Arelim, it is Kasher. Arelim La'moilim, Pasel. If the kavana for the uncircumcised people comes first, the carbon is Pasel. The Gemara offers three ways to understand this distinction. First, the b'raisa holds. Einu L'shchita Ela B'Psoif. Only the last moment of Shchita is halachically considered the act of Shchita. The Braisa, which is Remeir, also holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. When a person has two contradictory statements, of which only one can take effect, we go by the first. Therefore, when his Kavana for Moilim came first, the Karban is Kasher. When his Kavana for Arelim came first, the Karban is Pasul. Tosfos speaks out that our Mishnah, however, holds Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzayif. The entire Shechita process is halachically considered part of the Shechita. Therefore, since both can be chal, even according to Remeir, we do not say Tavos Lashon Rishon. Rather, both Kavanas are chal, and the Karban is kosher because Miktsas are leloy pasla. Second, Amar Rabba, Kesavri Acherim Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzayif. Rabba says that the Braisa also holds the entire Shechita process is halachically considered part of the Shechita. However, the case in the Braisa is where he had in mind to shecht for both Arelim and Moilim, but only had a chance to say Arelim before finishing the Shechita. The Braisa holds, Loi be'inon pivali b'shavim. In order for his words to be effective, we do not require his words and his thoughts to be the same, and we only pay attention to what he actually said. Therefore, it is considered that he shechted for Arelim only, and it is pasul. Where he only said Lamoilim, of course it is kasher. Our Mishnah, however, holds, Be'inon pivali b'shavim. And the statement of Arelim only is not chal, and it remains a combination of Lamoilim va'arelim kosher. The Gemara rejects this explanation, because Remeir, who is the author of the Braisa, holds in the Mishnah regarding Truma that Be'inon pivali b'shavim, when there is a contradiction between what a person says and what he means, it is as if he said nothing. Elam abaya. Reisha da'ama simen rishon lamoilim, v'simen sheni af la'arelim. In the first case, he intended to cut the first one of the simanim for Moilin only, and the other for both Moilin and Arelim, which is kosher. In the Sefer, he cuts the first simon for Arelim only, and Remeir holds, Mefaglin b'chatzi mater. An invalid thought can disqualify a carbon, even if he only has the thought for part of the mater, in our case, the Shechita. Our Mishnah, however, holds, Ein Mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Therefore, even when he cuts the first simon for Arelim only, it is not chal, and it remains l'moylem v'arelem kosher. The next Mishnah cites three opinions about what it takes to violate the isser of l'sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, shechting a carbon while you still have chametz. Hashechet es ha-pesach al ha-chametz, avi b'loy sase. The Tanakhama holds that shechting a carbon pesach while one has chametz is a violation of this loy sase. The law applies to carbon pesach only. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-tamid. Yehuda adds that even shechting the tamid shel ben habayim of erev pesach while one has chametz is a violation of a loy saseh. Reb Shimon Omer, ha-pesach barba asur lishmoi chayev. Reb Shimon holds that if he shechs the korban pesach lishma on erev pesach while still in possession of chametz, it is a violation of the lav, but shaloi lishmoi pater. If he shechs it shaloi lishma, he's pater because Reb Shimon holds shechita she'ina ru'uya loy shma shechita. Since the carbon is pasul, it is not considered a shechita. The shar kolos zvachim bein lishman bein shaloi lishman pater. The Gemara of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph says that Reb Shimon derives from the pasuk that the lav applies to all other karbanas, but only on Pesach, not erev Pesach. Uba Pesach on Pesach, the halacha is as follows: lishmoi pater. If he shechs the carbon Pesach lishmoi, he's pater because it is pasul, and therefore a shechita she'ena ruuya shaloi lishmoi chayiv because a Pesach l'achar zmanoi is a shlamim and kosher. V'shar kol hazvachim bein lishman bein shaloi lishman chayiv, because they are kosher and the law applies. Chutz min hachata sheshachta shaloi lishma, because a chata shaloi lishma is pasul and therefore a shechita she'ena ru'uya. The Gemara has a machlokes where the chametz has to be in order to be over the law of leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Ar mishim malakish ad shehei imay bazar. Resh Lakish holds it is only a violation if the chametz is in the azar. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Afal pi she'ina imay bazar. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Avera is violated even if the chametz is not in the Azara. The Gemara has two suggestions as to the basis of this argument. Be'al b'samach k'mefugi. They disagree whether the word al in the pasuk le'sishchat al chametz dam zivchi means that the chametz must be nearby or just that it has to be in existence. Even though they already argue about the definition of al in the context of whether the lachmei toiden need to be in the Azara in order to become Kaddish, there is more reason to assume that the lachmei toiden have to be in the Azara in order to become Kaddish, as opposed to the Isser of having chametz where the location is not as important. The Gemara also entertains the possibility that b'hasra safik k'mefligi. They disagree whether a doubtful hasra is considered a valid hasra. In this case, where even if he violates the hasra and shechs it, we cannot be sure that he has violated the Isser, because the chametz is not here, and for all we know, it might not exist anymore. The Gemara rejects this, though, because we already have a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether hasra safik is effective. The Gemara continues. Ein lo l'sheichet v'yesh lo l'echad min chabur. Even if the sheichet himself has no chametz, but one of the people registered for the carbon has chametz, the Isser is violated, because the pasuk does not say al chametzcha, on your chametz, but al chametz, on any chametz. However, the Isra is only violated if somebody who would be subject to the Isra of leaving this carbon over past its time would have chametz, because the Torah juxtaposes lo sishchet al chametz with lo yalan. Therefore, if the kohen who burns the chalev owns chametz at the time of shechita, it is also a violation because he is included in the Isra of lo yalan.